This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To go back to the subject we're talking about at the start of the last hour, the amazing video of Axios kind of dragging out Trump. Well, what are you going to do to big tech? What are you going to do to Amazon? And then he finally says, look, it should have been done before. We shouldn't have the EU coming in and doing regulations to our companies. That's basically allowing a foreign power to control us. We need to go after these folks. I don't want to hurt the companies. I don't want to hurt America, but they can't meddle in elections. They can't do all this. Why do you think he's only doing it now? Because it's a popular issue. It's the right thing to do. It's one of the few areas that I think the president's dropped the ball.
I'd say two things. One thing, what I really liked about that interview, Alex, was the fact that the president said, always looking at the bottom line for America, if anybody's going to be finding these companies, it ought to be us. You see, that's for the taxpayers. That's for the bottom line. That's why you have a businessman as president. In all honesty, my guess is the president has probably urged his Justice Department to look into this, and they have done nothing because they're for the status quo. The president has to get control of his Justice Department after this election. He needs to fire Sessions and clean house. If he does not do that, whether it is illegal immigration or election fraud or internet censorship, the country will not survive.
Because if they get away with all this incredible, unprecedented stuff, they're going to go even crazier. And again, when I had that report written by antitrust lawyers, three different law firms, you worked on it. We paid to have it done. We got it delivered to Trump. That's when they started censoring me off the web and accelerating, because big tech is actually spying on everybody. They got so angry. But I knew to put up front, Trump gets it's not right to have foreign powers, A, regulating us, and then B, doing multi-billion dollar fines. I said, sir, it's time for you to do this, but for real reasons. Instead, you're letting them bring regulatory control over us, and they want censorship to stop the fines. We will start fines if they engage in censorship. And I think just the total common sense of that, from what I was told, absolutely. I mean, I am bragging here. We took action. We busted ass. I got sanctioned for it, but it's well worth it when big tech gets a broomstick shoved up its rear end.
Well, Alex, I hope that you're right. I mean, in all honesty, the Democrats cheated in every way possible in 2016. You had state surveillance of the Republican candidate for president with no probable cause because he was in touch with the Russians. That's invented, contrived nonsense. So they cheated, a crime far worse than Watergate, and they still couldn't win. There's a Republican majority in the country now, if we can get an honest count. But between a widespread voter fraud, illegal immigration and the voting of illegals, and this net-based censorship, of which InfoWars has been the main focus because we are the most audacious and we are the most outrageous.
Trump should have pulled the trigger when he had absolutely everything assured. He should have released the class. Here's where he messed up. Should have gone after censorship, should have gone for the illegal voting earlier, but he's not all-powerful, and should have pulled the trigger on releasing the classified data that showed they were spying on.
And it all boils right back to where? The Justice Department. Who talked him out of declassifying those documents? Rod Rosenstein. Those documents are central because the readers and the British and the Australians have weighed in and said, oh, please don't declassify these. They would expose our sources and methods. No, what they'll expose is the British and the Australians were complicit in the spying on Donald Trump. It is that simple. So they cheated using an abuse of power, the use of the authority and the capability of the state to spy on the Trump
campaign. And it's confirmed.
And it's now.
And you're the one that said on January 20th of last year, in front of the whole world, you're the one that said all of this. The key is the FISA court. The key is the illegal spying. And the key is, and you're right. And now Trump is doing it. But how did they convince him to not release it?
They convinced him that it would upset our allies and it would expose our methods and sources, which is nonsense. What it will expose is the criminality of the Obama Justice Department.
All right, Gerald Celente is coming up, and you're going to be hosting all 3 hours of the War Room and back with me tonight till midnight. So you're going to be a busy beaver, but I want to come back because it is important now. Russiagate. They say they're coming after you next week.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the election headquarters for real information, for real analysis is InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, StoneColdTruth.com, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Celente's websites, TrendsResearch.com. You absolutely need to go there to find out the latest. We've had so many great guests on, Ted Nugent, Brandon Darby, Millie Weaver, Owen Schroyer. We're going till midnight tonight, and then we're back tomorrow for over 24 hours live broadcast. I wanted to bring Celente in. He's going to be taking over the hour, but for this hour, it's a roundtable with myself and Roger Stone to, A, get his gut-level prediction for tomorrow, and then my question and Roger's question to get your angle on it. Regardless of who wins tomorrow, the fact that Trump didn't go after the censorship more, he gave some lip service, which is better than nothing, and the fact that they didn't stop the illegals voting, and the fact that they allowed all this Chinese foreign meddling, which was public in the election, really is scary to me, and I think they've dropped the ball. Forget red waves, blue waves. We've seen a un-American censorship wave, which Trump says he's preparing to go after, but why after the election? And Trump letting the Justice Department run all over him and the American people with this fake Russiagate is insane. With Mueller leaking that he's set to probably claiming their plan, and a lot of this is fake news, indict Roger Stone the next few weeks. When I was on the inside of the whole thing, and I remember literally yelling at Assange on air, sending him mean emails, Roger doing it, saying, why are you giving the New York Times interviews and not us? They had said that the WikiLeaks was going to hurt Hillary and Podesta on the news. Then we said that. We hyped it up because it was important. And now he's facing prison. You said the grand jury, reportedly, they're constantly asking about me.
They want to know, did Alex Jones know whether Roger Stone got allegedly hacked emails from WikiLeaks? Well, the answer is no, because I received no such thing. It's a witch hunt, but you're looking at two of the prime suspects in the victory of the 2016 election, and that's what this is about.
And you don't have to believe us. Here's the prime example, Donald Trump Jr., last year, and then this year again, they go, oh, national news, Donald Trump Jr., he had the code keys to WikiLeaks and sent them to his dad and said, oh, look, here's the WikiLeaks, look at this. It was almost 2 months after it was public. I'm actually sad that Don Jr. took, you know, almost 60 days. The craziness is we were following what Assange said. Anyone can go back to the news articles at the time. So what's the word on the grand jury? Because I know you've had exculpatory witnesses there. What do they say when they see this?
No, it's hard to say because grand juries are easy to mislead. We know that they heard from an exculpatory witness who testified that Randy Credico confirmed to him, to his face, and in a text message, that he was the one who tipped me that whatever Assange said he had, which he announced on CNN in June and Fox in August on Hillary Clinton was big, that it would cost her the election. It was a bombshell, devastating, coming. And he reiterated this all through September, and he was right. Everything he told me was right. But there's no inside information here. Instead of listening to that exculpatory witness, they are now seem to be wrapping them around the idea that I tried to intimidate or pressure Credico. I was very angry at Credico, not because he wouldn't lie, but because he refuses, even to this day, to tell the truth. To the extent that I was angry with him, it was over his refusal to fess up about what he really did. He was my source. If you force me to prove it, I can. Alex Jones has no knowledge of us receiving anything from WikiLeaks.
Other than me squeezing you, saying, can't you get through to them? You said, no, I know one guy that talks to him.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we took what was publicly available information.
Well, you're going to get to it more. You're hosting for 3 hours coming up. I just wanted to get, Gerald Celinda, you're taking over. God love you. TrendsResearch.com. What do you make of all this? What do you predict tomorrow?
Well, the big thing that I see that I never saw before, and you guys have been around a long time as well, is the get out to vote movement, particularly as being funded by the Democrats. And when you're looking at the data coming in, early voting tallies continue to surge. There's at historic rates. This is from the Wall Street Journal this weekend, according to public available information. As of Sunday, more than 34 million people have voted in the 2018 midterms. Further evidence that the election will significantly outpace turnout in previous elections at midterm time. So that's the big one. That's the unknown right now, because a lot of these new people that they're getting out to vote are younger people. And when we look at the election in Georgia, for example, the majority of the people voting are women. So the outcome is really up in the air, but we're standing with what most are saying right now, and that is that the House will go Democratic and the Senate may stay Republican. One of the shortcomings, and it's noted in the media as well, whether it's the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, is that what Trump has failed to do, not only in terms of the censorship issue, which is really above most people's concern, they're not really concerned that much with it, the average voter, is the economy. And, you know, you remember that great line that they used to use in the Clinton campaign back in 1992 when they wanted to win the election.
It's the economy, stupid.
You got it. So that was the one failure that we see, that although he keeps bringing it up from time to time, too many distractions and not enough on that, because it's basically a pocketbook issue, and those are the main issues right now. And the divided states of America has pushed it into other issues. And in talking about the Russian hacking into America's election, let's suppose they did. And, of course, we know, as do your listeners, that there's not one shred of evidence that they did. It's our assumption, it's our conclusion, it's our BS that they did. But suppose they did. What was the information that these terrible hackers brought out? What a criminal operation the Clinton administration is and was, and the payoffs that they've gotten for doing all the dirty deeds of robbing Americans.
No, but you're right. But you got to hand it to them how they changed the subject.
Exactly. And that's what the issue is, that they're getting. You can hear Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton BS for free all day long. You don't have to pay them $300,000 an hour from the Goldman Sachs gang. You could get. Why do you think the major networks are so anti-Republican and so anti-Alex Jones? Because Bill Clinton sold us out with the Federal Communications Act of 1996 that allowed five companies to control 90% of the media. It's called payback. They got paid back. That should have been the issue rather than
pattering. The Russians are coming. So the major issue has been lost. And by the way, as you know, I'm a political atheist. I don't like either the Bloods or the Crips or the Republicans or the Democrats. So Twitter deleted more than 10,000 accounts that sought to discourage voting.
Yeah, right.
So that's an AP story. So here you go. If you say, no, I'm not going to vote for any of these cats, man, they don't represent me. No, you're out. You're not allowed to have a different opinion anymore in America. It's a total takeover.
No, I agree. The story's real. You're right. They did that. And I just experienced where they claim, oh, Jones is fake news, or Jones says he hates Jews. He deleted his Twitter. They just lie about the reason, too. But I get on its face. They're saying, wait, you're not allowed to say voting in many cases is a fraud. Great point. Gerald Celente, you're taking over right now. FriendsResearch.com. And then coming up in 45 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, Loaded for Bear. And I'm going to be up here all night long till midnight with a bunch of hosts, bunch of clips, bunch of breaking news. It's all coming up. And how do you get past the censors? How do you really piss the globalists off? Go to InfoWars.com and share those live links to the show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Salenti, sitting in for Alex Jones. It's always a real treat and an honor to host InfoWars. It's the one of the few places on Earth where you get real news that makes a difference rather than the garbage that they're putting out there. So the midterm elections, of course, that's the news of the time. And so what we do as trend forecasters is we read as much as we can and listen and watch what's going on around the world. So I want to go over a couple of articles with you that put some things into perspective and not so into perspective, and what to expect if the Democrats win or the Republicans win or the House is split. There's a major story in today's Wall Street Journal. Investors fret profits are peaking is one of them, but the other one, of course, is midterm votes have investors on edge. And here's what they say. And again, this is separating the fact from the fiction. In reading through it and just getting to a point, many agree that the elections could create fresh winners and losers in the market. Manufacturers and construction firms could get a boost if a divided Congress can come to an agreement on infrastructure spending, while banks stand to lose if a Democratic sweep leads to a halt in deregulation. All right, so let's look at the deregulation issue here. There's deregulation, and it's a positive one in the elements that the small banks have really been hit hard with the Dodd-Frank amendments that were put in following the panic of 08. The big banks just got bigger, so it's not going to hurt them at all. And as far as infrastructure spending, it's not going very fast or very much. That's not going to have a big play on the equity markets. Here's what's really going on. The numbers don't lie and the facts stand by themselves. History suggests the stock market will fare well no matter who wins on Tuesday. The S&P 500 has risen in the year after every midterm election since 1946. According to brokerage and advisory firm Strategus, analysts attributed this to investors redeploying funds kept on the sidelines ahead of the elections, as well as the market's tendency to climb throughout history. So that's the story. So all of this, where the market's going, what's going to happen, you can see what's going to happen, and you can look at the markets now. They're up over 200 points, the Dow as we speak. The ones to really watch and where the world economy is going is what's going on in China, man. That Shanghai index, man, the composite index, it's down beyond bear territory. Bear territory where they're hanging out at like 20% down. They're down over 30, and it just keeps getting worse. President Xi of China just came out today to encourage the country that things were going to get better. There's a lot of talk that the Chinese are devaluing their currency purposely so they could export more product. We disagree with that. We don't see that at all. For two reasons. Number one is imports. They import a lot of product. And if their currency goes down, it costs them more to buy that stuff. Yes, as the currencies go down, you could buy their stuff cheaper. If your dollar gets stronger, which it has. But let's look at the entire situation in China. 80% of China's gross domestic product is by that 1.3 billion people spending money. Consumers. Here in the States, it's about two-thirds. So they don't want to see this thing go down, but it's going down. You're looking at direct infrastructure investment in China, 1992 levels. That's right. 1996, their total debt was, just to put it into perspective, was about $500, $600, $900 billion. Today, it's over $30 trillion. China is the big issue here, as well as the emerging markets that are submerging. The United States is doing better than virtually any country. Hey, of course, of all the major countries, we're number one when it comes to the stock markets and the growth in the economy. Of course, a lot of it has to do with the stock buybacks that boosted the markets up, and they keep accelerating, along with the tax cuts that made that happen. But looking at China is the big issue to look at. The gross domestic product grew this last quarter at its slowest rate since 2009, the panic of 08, 2009, things were not so cheery. So, going back to the United States and the midterms, we don't think it's going to have much effect on the markets at all, regardless of who wins tomorrow. The other factor being that it's bigger than that. It's interest rates. So, here's what we have to say about that. Trump will still be president. And we think there's going to be more and more pressure from President Trump on the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates down. Can the president have that power? Well, you saw what happened with Paul Volcker, right? Remember that? Just came out with his new book. He had to meet with President Reagan and Chief of Staff James Baker at the White House. But they brought him into the library, he said, because they didn't think he was taping anything there. And Reagan just sat there. And Baker said to Paul Volcker, "You have an order from the president not to raise interest rates before election day." Remember, Paul Volcker is the Federal Reserve Chair. The U.S. Treasury Secretary, Mnuchin, whoever it is at the time, could fire the Fed Chair. So going back to the economy in the midterm elections, we don't believe that it's going to make much difference who wins tomorrow, because the power of the presidency still remains in Trump's hands. Oh, and let's not forget, folks, remember how the Democrats got wiped out in 2010 after the fraud Obama came into office? We're going to be back in a little bit. We're going to see what's going to happen next. They lose the House, state governments around the country. Back and forth.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente sitting in for Alex Jones, hosting this next half hour. It's always an honor to be here. And I appreciate all that InfoWars does, Alex, the team, and everyone else that really makes it happen. And because if you're tuning into the regular news, you're not getting anything but a lot of propaganda or impropaganda. And do what you can to keep the voice of InfoWars alive and growing, particularly during this terrible time of censorship. Of course, we just did a big story on censorship again in the latest edition of the Trends Journal that just came out, trendsjournal.com. And I mention this because it's so important to keep free speech free and alive. So do what you can to support InfoWars by buying their wonderful products. And now InfoWars 67% off blowout sale. They're launching a blowout sale to help you save big on new and old fan favorite products. Take advantage of these incredible sales now during their 67% off a blowout sale special. And here are just some of the great buys that you get to keep you feeling healthy, staying healthy, and thinking healthy. Silver Bullet, it's now available at 67% off with free shipping. And my favorite, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, now available at 57% off with free shipping. This stuff keeps me boogieing and live and jumping and hot and happy. So get your Super Male Vitality. I mentioned before about interest rates. It can't go higher. Here's why. This whole post-panic of 08 boom was juiced by cheap money. Zero and negative interest rate policy. You've heard me say this and others 100 times, 1,000 times. And you can see it in the numbers. Take a look at what's going on in the housing market. Over there in California, when I was a young guy in the trends business, beginning it back in the 1980s, they used to say, you know, the trends begin out in California, move their way east. No, they don't, but they believe that, but some did, and some do. And one of them to watch is housing. Whew. Southern California, man, numbers are dropping heavy when interest rates for mortgages hit 5%. New home sales, existing home sales, new mortgage applications, the amount of new listings going on, not only Southern California, way up there in Silicon Valley. That's the perfect name for it. Silicon, right? Silicon con men and women, gotta be equal here. Con men and con women. Silicon. That's all they are. Anyway, things aren't going so good up there either. Can't take higher interest rates. Look at the home building sector. Look at the stocks. They're way deep into bear territory, down way over 20%. Hey, today Lowe's just announced they're closing a bunch of stores in Canada and the USA. It's slowing down. We're calling this a stage one recession. We don't buy the little propaganda that the government puts out, tells you when you're in a recession. The motto of the trends journalists, think for yourself. If the real estate market starts going down, the whole thing starts unraveling below it because of all the sectors that are related. Oh, like a Lowe's. And Lowe's goes lower. And then you look at the stock numbers that are coming out. Oh, you know, Starbucks. There's a story right here in the paper. They just had to announce that gets jolt from robust sales. Huh. You know what the robust sales were? Growth came entirely from a 5% rise in the average ticket for the period. The number of transactions in the U.S. fell 1% from a year earlier. Higher prices helped Starbucks deliver its strongest quarterly sales gain in more than a year. Higher prices, not greater sales. Facebook, less people, numbers go up. Wait a minute, you're losing audience. Twitter, losing audience. How could their stocks go up? General Motors, selling less cars. Oh, yeah, but the ones we're selling, people are paying more for. That drove our revenue. It's one company after another that's reporting this kind of news. So you can see the facts and the fiction behind it. Because the reality is companies splurge on stock repurchases. We were the first magazine to call the Trump rally. Let's go back to Election Day, 2016, when it showed that Trump was going to win. Those markets fell. The pre-open markets were down 800 points. Within hours, they did a 180 and went way up. We said this is the beginning of the Trump rally. Coined the term. All throughout 2017, Trump rally continued. February, we forecast the market correction, and it did. And we said the end of the Trump rally. The markets will continue to grow at a moderate pace. But again, here's what's doing it. Companies are splurging on stock buybacks. This is the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal. Net buybacks in the month totaled just $12 billion by October 19th. But jumped to $39 billion by October 29th. That is more than the $30 billion recorded in September and just under the $48 billion recorded in August. Let's go back now. Remember the markets were going down in October? All of a sudden, boom, surge of stock buybacks. That's pulling stocks off the market. Supply and demand drives up the price. And there's another thing pushing prices up. They're doing it in China, and you can bet they're going to do it in the United States. The United States has the plunge protection team. Big story in the Trends Journal about that, created during the Reagan administration. Stocks go down, they go in and buy them up, bring them back the price up. Over in China, they got the national team. And the national team there has been very active, buying up stock, and they're still not very successful in what they're doing there, even though they're buying them back and buying them up. So, we're on shaky ground here. As I mentioned before, when Alex was on during the Clinton administration, they used to say he wanted to run for office, it's the economy, stupid. Now, it's interest rates, stupid. We'll be back in a little bit. Thanks for tuning in. Put your money where your heart is. Buy some product. I'm in for it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes,
crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, this is Gerald Celente sitting in for Alex Jones. Always great being on InfoWars. I just heard David Knight. Love being on with him as well. And remember, do what you can to keep the voice of freedom and liberty alive as they try to steal it from us. And again, you guys know I'm a political and women. I got to be equal here, guys, women. Can't say gals. Say guys, but can't say gals. Guys and women. There's nothing correct, by the way, about politically correct. Look up the definition of a politician. Someone who's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. That's the definition. So anyway, it's up to you to keep the voice of freedom alive and do what you can to support InfoWars and all the great programming that they do, the great guests that they bring on here. And their InfoWars 67% off blowout sale is a blowout that you better take advantage of. I mean, I'm just hearing that they're going to be, this is the end of super male vitality. What am I going to use to keep that boogie alive and keep going? Not a lot. So that's how I'm going to buy as much as I can of this, because when it runs out, where are you going to go for it? So do what you can to keep InfoWars alive. Buy their wonderful products with this 67% off blowout sale. What else they have here? Oh, they have the Brain Force Plus, now available, Survival Shield X3, Alex Pure Pro Water Filtration System. Boy, that's something everybody needs, man. The poison water around this country. Well, I was just reading something that came out from Wisconsin up there about the 3M plant out there that allegedly has poisoned the water for people. I mean, with all the poisons in the water, you want this filtration system and all these other products to keep you healthy, happy, jumping and alive, and to keep Alex Jones and the crew out there and all the great guests. And when you get to hear a guy like Roger Stone and all these others, you know, that he has on there that speak the truth in their hearts rather than what the prostitutes do, get paid to put out by their corporate whores and their Washington whoremasters. I want to stand back on the economy a bit because, as I was mentioning before, I said to Alex, it's the economy, Stu, but that's what people care the most about. When it hurts them in their pocketbook, and you're looking at, you know, numbers coming out. The student loan debt is crushing millennials. How renters are taking it harder than people living in, who own their own homes. One piece of data coming out after another. And I was reading about stock buybacks, or talking about stock buybacks, and how this is generating the future of the market. So it goes back to interest rates. It allows them to borrow cheaply in the tax cuts so they could buy back. If interest rates go up, this economy goes down. End of story. It has nothing to do, by the way, with tariffs or trade wars. That is so much BS. When you add the tariffs that Trump has put on China, they amount to 0.7% of China's GDP. Nothing. Meanwhile, hey, the United States just had another record-breaking trade deficit. Who would do business like this when you're dealing with a country that makes $375 billion more than you do in merchandise trade? And you're supposed to take it? The media should be 100% behind Trump. But again, the media is not, because Clinton, they're paying back the Democrats for the deregulation. That's why they're going after Trump, as we see it. Anyway, cosmetic firm Estee Lauder, whose shares have dropped by as much as 14% during October, on Wednesday announced plans to buy back 40 million shares, or 11% of its total outstanding. So you saw the markets going out down. This is what's driving them up. Past week, International Business Machines Corp. $4 billion worth of buybacks. And financial exchanges operator, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., announced a plan for repurchases worth $2 billion. Elsewhere, Netherlands-based Royal Dutch Shell, $2 billion on buybacks between July 26th and October 19th. On Thursday, it launched a second round, $2.5 billion. All right? This is what's driving the markets back up. That, we don't know if the plunge protection there is plunging it up, but I would suggest so. So, they're boosting the value of their stocks. Story out today, Financial Times. Buffett's $1 billion buyback points to dearth of attractive deals. They bought $1 billion worth of stock buybacks. Other companies and buyout firms have pushed deal-making to heady levels. Some $3.5 trillion of acquisitions have been agreed this year, up more than 30% from a year earlier. That's what's driving equities up. Stock buybacks, merger and acquisition activity. How do you do it? Cheap money. Cheap money. Funny money. So they're going to keep interest rates low, we believe. And that'll keep the markets going. In the absence of that, we're going to see a stage one recession. You don't have to wait for 2 quarters of negative GDP with these phony numbers they make up. Watch housing. You know, some other trends we'll talk about here. You know, there's a lot of talk about these driverless cars. Man, we say that's a driverless cliff. Big story out today. You know, who do we got here? Uber pledges self-driving safety. There's about 45 million recalls just in the last couple of weeks. You saw a bunch of them coming in. That's just in the United States. 2016, there were 50 million recalls. And it takes forever to get these recalls fixed, by the way. They're showing some of them now. It's going to take, like if you bring it in, it's going to take over a day to get fixed. So you're going to tell me you're going to have a driverless car and they can't get the ignition switches, brakes, and other minor issues fixed? They're becoming too technology driven. You know, there was that saying that the meek shall inherit the earth, according to the King James Bible. But one of our top trends for 2019 is that the geeks have inherited the earth. Could you imagine these soulless, cold cats and kittens that look like nothing, speak like nothing, act like nothing, not a drop of passion, not a ounce of boogie, or a drip of jive, censoring everybody that they don't like. Having you not think for yourself, but ask Alexa. Oh, hey, see that new story that came out? Probably didn't. It was on the back pages of the paper over the weekend. Yeah, them cell phones, that radiation, woof, microwaves. Boy, hey guys, keep that cell phone in your pocket. You better take more of this super male vitality, man. You better pump it up. Because it's going to knock it down. I don't have a cell phone. I don't carry one. When I travel, I do. Got one in the car. In case your car breaks, something happens, you know. But I don't carry one of those things. Yeah, the study came out. Buried. So, going back, the geeks have inherited the earth. They've taught us how to stop thinking for ourselves. So if you want to think for yourself, consider getting the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, history before it happens, and keep supporting Alex Jones and the InfoWar Warriors. Put your money where your heart is. So long.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate.